Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
But first, some brighter news. That's your job, Don Jackson Blattner. How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, my goodness. Happy almost New Year to you. Thanks for having me on the show. It's a good time of year to think about some healthy habits.
Don Jackson Blattner, of course, the author, the food and nutrition expert. Follow her on Instagram, DJ Blattner, or just DonJacksonBlattner.com. Okay, so do you want to give me some things to think about for New Year's Eve or for the new year?
Okay, let's think about the new year. And here is what is, it's a crisis what happens in the new year. Everyone frantically starts trying to go on crash diets. They start doing all sorts of things that make them miserable. I'd like all of us to sort of just let's go together, all of us, and say, you know, heck no, in 2023, we're going to make this about positive changes, not these negative things that make us miserable. So the question I have for you and all of your listeners is, what can you add to your year? Not subtract, not take away, not restrict yourself, not deprive yourself. What can you add? So let me give you some ideas to sort of percolate for you, okay?
Because I already have two. I already have two. Just as soon as you said that, I went two.
I didn't even know you'd have it right away. Okay, give it.
No, I want to hear yours first.
You want to hear mine first. Okay. So here's an idea. How about you add sleep? Did we know that sleep for human beings is where you recharge and heal your human, beautiful body? So make sure that you're getting enough sleep. So maybe you need to add some sleep to get at least 7 or 8 hours a night. There is a great place to start. Or, hey, you know, water is like a key for us living, you know, a healthy, energized life. And most of us walk around chronically dehydrated. So maybe you add another glass of water every single day. And guess what?
Magic can happen.
That's one on my list. That's one of my two.
Add water.
Okay. Add water. And here's what people do wrong. They say, okay, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do, you know, 12 glasses a day and go, go, go. The answer is to keep it simple. You know what? Just one extra glass. And, hey, guess what? If that inspires you to do a little bit more as the months go on, great. But you don't have to go after it so aggressively. Just like a little add. Okay, here's another one.
Wait, I have a question about water. Wait, before you do that. I've heard that rather than drink an 8-ounce glass of water, you'd be better off drinking an ounce of water 8 times. Like, spread it out, because your body, if you flush 8 ounces of water and it goes, wait, I can't handle all of this, and some of it, you know, you lose. But if you wanted to more efficiently use the water, do it a little bit at a time. Maybe not an ounce 8 times a day, but sip the water rather than gulp the water. Your thoughts?
Yes, sipping is a great idea. Always having it near you so that you're sipping on it. You know, doing 8 ounces 8 times a day, if you were like really trying to, you know, get to that, you know, 8 cups a day, that would be great. The biggest thing I will say, though, is if somebody's trying to add more water, don't do it so close to bedtime, because that will disrupt your sleep. And people forget. They're like, oh, I don't want to drink any more water. I can't even, you know, I'm always getting up in the middle of the night. Well, just space your water more toward the beginning and middle of your day. And then, you know, 2 hours before you go to bed, you don't have to, you know, chug it at that point. So, you know, space it out, yes, through the day. Weight training is big. Muscle is our longevity organ. Bottom line is, we are losing muscle. I mean, I don't mean to be fear-mongering, but we're losing muscle as we speak, all of us. So really thinking about the new year, like, what could I add? Hey, maybe it's a weight training session a week, or maybe it's even two. But you don't have to say, oh, I need to go to the gym every single day. I've got to do all this stuff. You know, really just thinking about adding one. And guess what happens when you do these small additions that are positive and that make you feel good? You naturally have your motivation triggered, and you will naturally want to do more and more and more. But don't start out so aggressive. You know, this is a big deal. Protein at breakfast could be something that you add, that, you know, if you're somebody who's just grabbing, like, you know, a quick piece of toast or a granola bar, you know, protein at breakfast is one of those things. And that's from things like Greek yogurt or cottage cheese or eggs that really helps set you up for the rest of the day, having better blood sugar, better energy. And so that could be something. Or maybe it's you add a salad a day. You know, I'm always talking about vegetables and we can't eat enough of them and just go, go, go. So maybe you, New Year, it's like, okay, I'm going to try to eat a salad a day, whether that's at lunch or dinner. Nuts, we read about those being so good for you. One of my goals for myself is to make one of my snacks an ounce of nuts, because there is so much research about them being so good for you. Another thing I love on my list is drinking one cup of green tea or black tea each day, because there's, again, so much research about this. And you could drink it, and it's a positive add. It makes you feel good and calm, and it's such a great addition. Or here's one, you know, I've talked about this before, adding fish, you know, two meals a week of having some kind of fish, whether tuna or salmon, or maybe, you know, it's just out of a can that you're making lunch to be a tuna sandwich. Bottom line is we don't get enough fish, and those are good fats, omega-3, good healthy fats. And you know what? Hey, maybe that's what you do. So you see, you catch my drift here. Is bottom line, it's all positive, fun stuff that you could add that's not aggressive, that makes you actually feel good.
This is why we love this lady, Dawn Jackson Blattner. Okay, more time next week. Happy New Year. I trust you'll be having a bourbon and a vegetable at midnight tomorrow
That's
night.
This is exactly what I'm going to do. A bourbon and a veggie, that's how I'm bringing in the New Year.
DawnJacksonBlattner.com, DJ Blattner on Insta. I'll talk to you next week. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, John.